Threshers and the Mets meet for their season finale. First two games won by Clearwater. Last night, two games in a doubleheader won by the Mets, and it's do or die time in the final series between the NL East rival single-A squads in the St. Lucie Mets and your Clearwater Threshers. Welcome into the Threshers Broadcast Network. My name is Josh Ferber, and we are ready to go for game five of what should have been a six-game series, but the rain had other plans, and that makes it a five-game series that will finish up today at Culver Park. The Threshers dropped a doubleheader, the first time they've lost consecutive games in a month. And that just shows how dominant the Threshers have been this season. The Clearwater Threshers are going to be facing a major league rehabbing starter in Eliezer Hernandez. But first, we'll take a look at the doubleheader from yesterday. It was all St. Lucie after the Threshers got a hit in the bottom of the first inning on Thursday. 2 days, the game was postponed by rain. And then it was all St. Lucie on Saturday afternoon. A two-run shot by Wilfredo Lara and a RBI single by Kevin Villavicencio put up three runs in the first for the St. Lucie Mets, their first of two three-run frames. It was 4-0 by the time the Threshers got a couple runs across in the sixth inning. Franklin Minetti drove in his second two RBI single of the series to make it 4-2. And then after that, St. Lucie finished out the game with five straight runs, three in the sixth, two in the eighth, to claim a 9-2 victory. Gabriel Conas Jr. went 2-for-5, one of five Threshers with a multi-hit game. Two hits on the day for Chad Castile, Marion Boyd, and Cade Fergus, with Justin Crawford leading all comers with a 3-5 game, his third hit of the season, fourth in his minor league career. That gave way to game two of the doubleheader, and it was Gene Cabrera the starting first here for the Threshers. Again, St. Lucie put up a couple runs in the first inning. A Scott Ochoa RBI made it 2-0 in favor of St. Lucie. The Threshers fought their way back, getting runs in the second inning on the RBI single by Felix Reyes. After Rincones Jr. led off the frame with a double. That makes it 2-1. And then Rincones muscled out to beat out a fielder's choice, scoring Eric Brito from third base and tying up the game. But two more runs came across for the Mets at the bottom of the third inning, and that appears to be all they needed. A sacrifice fly in the sixth and fourth. He drove his first run in since May, and that made it 4-3. The Threshers got the tying run in the seventh inning. The seventh inning double header. Cabrera took the loss in another solid five-inning start. Four runs, four strikeouts in five innings of work. Andrew Walling had another scoreless inning. He has 6 1/3 consecutive frames of scoreless baseball over his last four relief appearances. Walling struck out one and allowed a hit in the sixth inning for the Clearwater Threshers, but that was all she wrote. Three hits for Clearwater came from Rincones Jr., Jordan Byers, and Felix Reyes, the heart of the Threshers' order, getting the job done for Clearwater with runs scored by Rincones, Byers, and then Eric Brito, who was the number 9 hitter. It's Brito that gets a day off today, but the Threshers look to avoid their longest losing streak of the season. It's the second time they've lost consecutive games in 2023, and they look to change that here today. Threshers and St. Lucie for the last time this season. Clearwater coming in, leading the way in not just the West League, not just the Florida State League, but the entire single A, and even minor league baseball. Best win percentage in all of the minor leagues with a record of 31-12. They are 7 games clear of second place Fort Myers, who plays a doubleheader against the Threshers' next opponent, the Dunedin Blue Jays, in Dunedin today. Not too long of a trip for the Blue Jays, who will be coming to Thresherville on Tuesday afternoon. But for the Clearwater Threshers, as I mentioned, 31-12 in first place in the Florida State League West Division. We'll take a look at the standings after we give the starting lineups for today's game. Brian Rincon getting the leadoff job for the Threshers once again. Justin Crawford will bat second and play in center field. Rincon, as always, is at shortstop. It's the only position he's been put in when in the Threshers lineup this season. Otto Kemp ended his 29-game on-base streak in Game 2 of last night's doubleheader, looking to start it up again in the three spot and playing second base for the third straight game. Gabe Rincones Jr. batting cleanup out in right field, multiple hits in two games this series and three hits in the doubleheader playing in both contests. Jordan Vyers will bat fifth and be the designated hitter for the Threshers on a four-game on-base streak. Jordan Disson moves to the sixth spot doing the catching. Chad Castile on a five-game hit streak for Clearwater, including a 2-for-3 game in Saturday on Saturday in Game 1 with a double. He's batting seventh and playing first base. Cade Fergus is the number 8 hitter out in left field. And Franklin Minietti is now team-long hit streak to the test. He's batting ninth and playing third base. Minietti has reached base in each of the last 10 games and recorded a hit in each of his last 5. It's Estevenson Jimenez who takes the hill for the 6th time this season, 5th start of the year, where he has allowed no more than 3 runs each of the time he has taken over at the start of the ballgame. The start of his season came against the St. Lucie Mets back on April 27th. Pitched 2 scoreless innings, allowing 1 hit and striking out 3 in his first win of the year. The same day he was activated off the injury list where he began the season in 2023. On the season, he is 1-0 in the ERA of 3.12, and as I mentioned, what will be his 6th appearance and 5th start of 2023. For the St. Lucie Mets, they're going against the top team in the Florida State League, and the Mets, the bottom team in the Florida State League. Threshers 31-12. St. Lucie is 12-31. Team and a half games behind the Bobby Tigers in the East Division. And a record of 8-17 here at Clover Park. St. Lucie will be drifted to Florida. Jet Williams, the leadoff guy, pretty much every game has played this series. The former first round pick will be playing short and batting first. Ryland Thomas is the number 2 hitter. This was the U.S. State. Now he's hitting second and playing in left field. Junior Tilly, the second hitter, will bat third. Jacob Reimer remains in the cleanup spot at third base. Walmart, two entry right field batting. Ricardo Salazar is the number 6 hitter, and he's playing first. Kevin Villavicencio, the number 7 hitter, will play at second base. And Andre Lonzini will get his second game of the series. Great addition to the Mets lineup, replacing Vincent Ferroso behind the third and moving down to the lead man. Lee remains in the bottom of the Mets order, out in center field. The St. Lucie team, they will be making his first appearance of the 2023 season for the Miami Marlins. Mets, fresh off of the World Baseball Classic with teams in the Bulls, but he was still in the spring training as well for the Those are the starting lineup. So as promised, let's take a look at the standings in the Florida State League, where Clearwater has been sitting pretty for the entirety of the month of May after a 6-game sweep of St. Lucie in the last game in April. Clearwater is 7 games clear of Fort Myers, who, as I mentioned, second place, and facing fourth place Dunedin in a doubleheader today. Mighty Muscles are 24-19 on the season, with a 558. Bradenton is 24-20, a half a game behind Fort Myers, so 7.5 behind the Threshers. Dunedin is 8 games back at 23-20, the doubleheader against Fort Myers today. They are 8 games back in 4th place, and bottom 2 teams in the West under 500, Lakeland at 18-26, there in Daytona, and Tampa at 17-27, 14.5 games. They are at Palm Beach. Palm Beach, the leaders in the East Division, 2 games ahead of Jupiter, 26-18, the same record as Bradenton, 24-20. Daytona, 7 games back in 19-25, and in way last, 13.5 games out of first place on the St. Lucie Mets. They equal their longest win streak of the season with two straight victories in the doubleheader last night. Thresher lead the league in run differential and run scored. 256 runs scored, 192 against. +64 run differential for the Clearwater Threshers, and -62 for the St. Lucie Mets. They have scored the fewest runs of any Florida State League team. The Threshers 11-8 on the road, and they're looking to make it 12-8 today as they look to secure a series victory for the fourth time this season. Their prior road series, a split in Dunedin, a victory in Tampa, 4-2, a victory in Bradenton, 2-1, on opening day. It would be their third series victory on the road, and overall, it would be their fifth, as they won two series at home. Actually, their sixth. They won three series at home, back-to-back sweeps at the end of April and beginning of May, and then last week's five-game series win out of six against the Bradenton Marauders. The Threshers and Mets are getting ready to take the field for the last time this week at Culver Park before the Threshers return home to play the Dunedin Blue Jays, another big divisional tilt as we near the end of the first half of the 2023 season. The winner of each division in the first half is guaranteed a playoff spot, and the Threshers are zeroing in on making the postseason for the first time in a couple of years. The Mets are ready to start back the dugout and off to the field and pick up the home team, Culver Park is beginning to fill up. It is a beautiful Sunday for baseball here in Port St. Lucie. We'll have baseball next, but first we'll take a pause to honor our country with the play of the national anthem. And here on Memorial Day weekend, we're going to honor the men and women who fought so bravely in service.
Ladies and gentlemen, this time, thank you all. Please stand for the playing of our national anthem. And now here's the defensive lineman for today's game. First baseman for the team, Marco Salazar. Second baseman number 3, Kevin Pedro Sencio. And the third baseman number 25, Jacob Rocker. The shortstop number 4,
what best way to honor our nation's heroes with playing baseball on Memorial Day weekend, America's national pastime. We get men to honor the great men and women who fought for this great nation. Welcome to the Western Broadcast Network. My name is John Hernandez. And Clearwater and St. Lucie are set to face each other for the final time this season. The record 8-2 in favor of the Clearwater Threshers, with 6 games and 6 wins for the Threshers in Clearwater, and here at Culver Park, and even 2 games apiece for the Mets and the Threshers. That score will be settled today, but it won't be an easy road for the Clearwater Threshers. Eliezer Hernandez is on the mound, an MLB rehabber, the third rehabbing pitcher that the Threshers will face. From a guy who has been a pro since 2012, when most of the players on this Threshers team were in middle school or elementary school. A 5-year major league vet is Eliezer Hernandez making his debut a little over 5 years ago today in 2018. May 10th, 2018 to be exact. He played his first game for the Miami Marlins over that five-year Major League career. He's got a 10-21 record, an ERA of 5.04, 287 and two-thirds innings with 90 appearances and 48 starts. He is going up against a Threshers team that is 31-12 with the best winning percentage in all of the minor leagues and a seven-game lead over everybody else in the Florida State League. Brian Rincon swings and misses at the first pitch, and that is strike one to start off the day at noon on Sunday afternoon of Memorial Day weekend. Hernandez deals, swing and a miss by Rincon, and the count is 0-2. Brian Rincon, the shortstop and the leadoff man, that was a big part of his award-winning performance last week in Bradenton, getting the leadoff role in the lineup. But three straight swings and three straight strikes to start off the game from Eliezer Hernandez. A major league arm going up against the Phillies, single-A affiliate Clearwater Threshers. Let's give you the rest of Clearwater's lineup. A strikeout to Brian Rincon, the leadoff man. Now Justin Crawford is hitting second for the Clearwater Threshers. First pitch to him, a breaking ball that misses low, count 1-0. Otto Kemp will bat next. Gabe Rincones Jr. hitting cleanup for the Threshers. Jordan Viers is batting fifth. Jordan Disson batting sixth. 1-0 cut on and miss as Crawford ahead of that outside fastball, evening the count of 1-1. Chad Castillo is hitting seventh for the Threshers today. Kate Fergus batting eighth. And Franklin Minietti rounding out the order, batting ninth for the Clearwater Threshers against Hernandez. His first start of the year as Crawford takes this high in the air the other way, drifting in foul territory. Reimer goes after it, but it bounces on the dirt, and that makes the count 1-2. Crawford has shown the ability to be a top-level defensive hitter. We've seen it a lot against some of the big league arms that he's faced, including Josh Winder of the Minnesota Twins, who was one of the first rehabbers that the Threshers faced. They also battled against Alex Kirilloff and Jorge Polanco in that series. Crawford lets the breaking ball go low, and the count evens at 2-2. Crawford on the year, 319 batting average, which puts him among the league leaders at 7th, to be exact. Also, second in the league with 19 steals, three of them coming yesterday. That one's fouled away as Crawford stays alive, keeping the count at 2-2. Crawford just second behind Amarion Boyd in stolen bases, tied with Seth Stevenson of the Lakeland Flying Tigers in swipes on the year. Now the 2-2, swing and a miss. There is strike three. Two straight punch outs for Eliezer Hernandez, and will set the defense for the St. Lucie Mets as out of the count. Punch up to the plate. For Hernandez's battering mate is Andreo Lanzigua, Eduardo Salazar at first, Kevin Villavicencio at second, Jet Williams at short, and Jacob Reimer at third base. In the outfield, left to right, Rylan Thomas in left, Lane McIntosh in center, and in right field is Yoán Martínez. First pitch to Otto Kemp, a fastball over the plate for a called strike, and Otto Kemp ending one of the best runs that we've seen from anyone over his last 29 games. A one. And breaking ball over the center of the plate, and the count 0-2. A 29-game hit streak, on-base streak, second longest in the league so far this season. And, of course, the longest one for the Clearwater Threshers as well. It's an 0-2 count to Kemp, nobody on and two outs in the top of the first inning. Hernandez set the wind to kick the pitch. 0-2 hit the other way, and that wraps off the top of the netting to make the count 0-2. Over that time, Kemp rose to one of the league leaders in walks, as he had 26 of the season's 27 walks over his last 29 games. He's now sixth in the league in walk numbers as he takes a look at a breaking ball to make the count 1-2. Also, tied for fourth with 30 runs scored, and a lot of that coming over his last 29 games. Now the 1-2. Hit the other way, hard but foul, tailing into the Pioneer patio past the right field foul line. The count stays at 1-2. Kemp also brought his average up about 100 points. He was in the high 170s and now up to 257. It was as high as 272 over the course of the streak. Houston loses and misses at a third ball, and it's a 1-2-3 inning with 3 strikeouts for the big league arm in Eliezer Hernandez. This is the guy that the pressures have faced with the most big league experience on the mound. Strikes out 3 strong pressures to start off the top of the first inning. We head into the home half of the first inning where St. Lucie comes off the bat for the first time in scoreless ball game.
All right, next up for the Jimmy John's Freaky Fast Category Contest, we've got Smiley Sim. The others are contested. Get your radio, Smiley Sim.
They said that I'm going to the gym and there's something to work. I'm going to give you a category of math. 15 seconds to make as many things in that category as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Today's category is Texas cereal. Ready, set, go.
Six. Great, great crunch. Cocoa Puffs. Granola. Wheat Bix. Lucky Charms. Trend Wheat. I want to know what Weedabix are. That's what I want. Our first battle. Thanks for playing the game, folks. Winning off of it is number 4 shortstop, Jim Williams.
Bottom of the first inning here in St. Lucie. Hernandez sent the threshers down in order, and Estevenson Jimenez is looking to do the same against the St. Lucie Mets. He's coming off of one of his best starts of the season. 5 shutout innings against Bradenton, and Williams hits a looping fly ball into shallow center field, just out of the reach of Diane Rincon for a leadoff base hit. 1 pitch and a base hit, and that equals the amount of hits that Jimenez, let up in his last start. A leadoff single for St. Lucie, and they set the lineup for the Mets. First overall pick by the Mets in last year's draft, Jet Williams is the leadoff man on first base. Rylan Thomas at the plate against Estevenson Jimenez. Junior Tillian batting third, Jacob Reimer doing the cleanup work for the Mets, and Raul Martinez is batting fifth. First pitch to Thomas is going to miss low for ball number 1. Eduardo Salazar, the 6th hitter for St. Lucie. Kevin Villavicencio batting 7th. Adriel Lantigua is the 8th hitter. And Blaine McIntosh rounds out the order for the Mets. Throw back to first base, not in time. Castillo is holding on Jet Williams at first. The third baseman, Fraylin Minnietti, has his feet on the infield grass, awaiting the potential bunt from Rylan Thomas with the middle infield pinch at double play depth. A 1-0 count to Thomas. Jimenez taking his time, and here's the pitch. Williams thought about going, but Thomas pops this one up into shallow left field. Tailing foul is Minnietti, and he lets that ball go over the net and into the stands for a long strike number 1. The defense for the Threshers, Fraylin Minnietti at third, Rising Cole at short, and at second base is on O'Count. Jack Castillo, the first baseman, Jordan Disson, the battery mate of Estevenson Jimenez. Outfield left to right, Cade Fergus in left, Justin Crawford in center, and Gabe Rincones Jr. out in right field. It's a 1-1 count to Rylan Thomas, the man on first, and nobody out in the bottom of the first inning, as the breaking ball by Jimenez misses upstairs to make the count 2-1. 3-pitch mix for Jimenez, 4-seamer changeup and a splitter, working on a 4th, that is his slider. The 2-1's foul back into the netting, kind of even at 2-2. Jimenez started off the season on the injury list for the Threshers, and the day he was called up, he was put right in to use, coming in for 2 innings of relief against the St. Lucie Mets in the game 3. Of the Threshers' eventual 6-game sweep of the Mets back in the last week of April. 2-2. Thomas lets the breaking ball miss outside, and that fills up the count 3-2. In those 2 innings against St. Lucie back on April 27, Jimenez got his first and what still remains his only win of the season with 3 strikeouts and 1 hit allowed in 2 innings of work. No walks in that relief outing. Off to second goes Williams, and it's popped up into shallow left field. Minietti going after it into foul territory now, parallel with Gil Gomez, and he makes the catch on the foul side of the third base line for out number 1. So 1 down in the bottom of the first inning for St. Lucie to bring up Junior Tillian, and he met it as his first out of the frame. He's now gone 17 and two-thirds innings on the season, an ERA of 3.12 with a 1-0 record, 14 hits allowed in those 17 and two-thirds innings, and 17 and 22 strikeouts with 5 walks. Tillian hammers this pitch into left field, going back on the track, and that ball hits off the wall. Fielded cleanly by Cade Fulgis, and Williams rounds third, stumbling at the edge for home. The throw off line, and the tag is made by Jordan Disson. A bang-bang play. Cade Fulgis fields the ball perfectly off the left field wall, and a beautiful throw made home to get a big out at the plate. Williams is taken out by Fulgis and Brian Rincon, and the Threshers defense strikes again to save the first run of the game for the St. Lucie Mets. It goes 7-6-2 for the second out of the first inning, but Junior Tillian is still on second base with a double and 2 outs. Threshers, one of the best defensive teams in the league, leading the Florida State League with a fielding percentage hovering around 975. First pitch into Reimer, called strike 1 on the changeup, and that makes it an 0-1 count to the Mets' third baseman. And this Threshers defense just gets on you so quickly before you realize that any play is being made, there's already another out on the scoreboard. This one is hit over the head of the second baseman into right center field. This one could be trouble. Tillian rounds third, and he'll score easily as Crawford's throw is cut off by the second baseman out of count. It's an RBI single for Jacob Reimer, and after a huge defensive play, the Mets get the RBI in the third straight contest. Each team that has scored first has won the games in this series. The Threshers looking to make that change today. Still 2 outs, and Yoel Martinez at the plate with Reimer on first. Breaking ball misses low, and now the count 1-0 to Yoel Martinez. First baseman and corner outfielder for the St. Lucie Mets. He's playing in right field tonight. 1-0 to Martinez, 1-0 lead for the Mets, and it's a swing and a miss on an outside fastball that evens the count at 1-1. Martinez, an average of 2.08, 3 homers and 11 RBI. Now Reimer takes a short lead off first, the 1-1. Hit hard on the ground and ricochets off the railing next to the Threshers' dugout to make the count 1-2. Reimer, known mainly for his power, the 15th-ranked prospect in the Mets organization, has 3 stolen bases in this season and his career on 3 attempts. He played 7 games in the Florida Complex League back in 2022. Martinez facing a 1-2 count as Jimenez is set. Here's the pitch inside, and that knocks over Martinez. And he will stay in the box as it is a wild pitch by Jimenez. You're all got out of the way, and Reimer now advances to scoring position on second base. So it's a 2-2 count to Martinez. The Mets have a runner on second base at a 1-0 lead with 2 outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Reimer not likely to steal third, but he takes the lead anyway, being held on by Brian Rincon at short. The 2-2. Martinez takes this the other way and fouls it off the ceiling over the left field bleachers. And ends up with a Yankee fan. Interesting to see that at a Mets park, but you never know what's going to happen. 2 balls, 2 strikes still to Martinez. 2 outs and 1-0 lead for St. Lucie on 3 hits in the first inning. Jimenez deals. Fastball. That was close. Just missing upstairs to fill up the count 3-2. Second full count of the ball game issued by Jimenez, and he is now up to 15 pitches with 9 for strikes. Efficient strike throwing is Jimenez. Now here comes the payoff. Wave and a whiff, strike 3. Powers the fastball low and inside, and Martinez can't touch it. Jimenez gets the final out of the inning. But 3 hits come on for St. Lucie. one run scored and one man left, no errors. And the Threshers trail 1-0 heading into the second inning here on the Threshers broadcast network.
All right, next up is in top for a shipping contest. Jeremy is our contestant with the name of Jeremy. We have 3 chances to get a golf ball into the net. Very simple. And then you're ready to start chipping away. He's a softball, too. All right, here we go. Here's number 1. All right. Here goes number 2. Oh, that was close. Come on, Jeremy. And number 3. Let's try to help you with the prize anyway. Well, we found no contributor there. Yeah, make sure to stop by the 50-50 kiosk on the concourse and get your raffle tickets. Raffle will run through the end of the game, actually 7:30 today, and the winner will take home 50% of the total pot that you see on the polar division right now. You don't have to be present to win, and this week's charity of choice, United Against Poverty.
Top of the second inning, 1-0 to Gabriel Conas. Now it's 1-1 as he fouls off a fastball by the newest Mets pitcher. Thankfully for the Threshers hitters, Joelmé Ramírez is on for Eliezer Hernández, and I say that because Hernández efficiently struck out the first 3 Threshers in the top of the first inning. Now it's the heart of the Threshers' order. We got most of the work done in the second game of the doubleheader, as it's now a 2-1 count to the cleanup man and Gabriel Conas Jr. 4, 5, and 6 are up. The Threshers are down 1-0, and it's a 2-1 to Gabe Rinconas Jr., now 3-1, as the fastball misses inside. Rinconas leads the inning off. He's a ball away from reaching first base. Jordan Fires is on deck, and Jordan Disson is in the hole. 3-1, fastball on the outside corner, fills up the count at 3-2. So Hernandez pitched 1 inning, which is typical for most rehabbing pitchers, especially guys that have missed the entire offseason like Hernandez has, as Rinconas Jr. swings and misses, and the strikeout trend continues. 4 strikeouts in the 4 batters face. Joelmé Ramírez has his first of the ball game. He comes in with a 2-1 record and an ERA of 2.86. Now has another left-handed power hitter up in the form of Jordan Fires, with Ramírez in the game for the 9th time, his 5th as a reliever. He's thrown now 31 strikeouts in 35 innings of work, and he has another lefty in Jordan Fires to work with to lead off the second inning. Ramírez deals. The 1-0 pitch is looped out into shallow right center field. Chasing on it is Villavicencio. The sliding catch made by Yoel Martinez. That looked to be a Bermuda Triangle pop-up, but it ends up in the glove of Martinez on a sliding stop. 2 gone in the second already. Threshers still trail 1-0. Now a base runner thus far. Ramírez was initially supposed to start earlier in the series, but he gets the piggyback role as Hernandez gets his rehab start. Now that brings up Jordan Disson, who takes the first pitch for a fastball on the outside corner called strike number 1. Disson hitting 6th. A guy who has been elevated in the order after a really strong start to the season. A couple of strikeouts in the first game of yesterday's doubleheader. Now the 1-1 is O-1's bounced toward third. It goes past the glove of Jacob Reimer out into left field. Disson speeds around first base, and he'll end in at second base, sliding in with a 2-out double. First hit of the ball game for the Threshers goes for extra bases. And I can't say I'm surprised that it's Jordan Disson that got it. Seeing him just on the bus in the team hotel before the game started, he just looked locked in. And he gets a bouncing ball down the third base line to roll into the corner four extra bases, and the Threshers have the tying run in scoring position with two outs for one of the hottest hitters on the team in Chad Castillo. Castillo has reached base safely via a base hit in each of the last five games, including both of his previous contests played this series. Castillo pops this one up into shallow center field. Coming on the run is McIntosh. He makes the catch closer to left center for the final out in the inning. But the Threshers get on the board hit-wise. Two-out double by Jordan Disson. He is left stranded on second base as Threshers come up empty in the top of the second inning. It's 1-0 Mets as we head into the bottom second here at Cover Park. Three hits in the first for the Mets. The Threshers got one in the second, but it's still 1-0 St. Lucie as 6, 7, and 8 come up to lead off the bottom of the second. 1-0 count to Eduardo Salazar, who was 1-for-3, a double and a double play in last night's contest. He swings and misses, actually gets a piece of the fastball, must have just foul tipped it into the glove of Disson, and now the count is 1-1. Jimenez struck out the last batter that he faced. Salazar struck out his first time up yesterday. Doesn't go after that pitch, a breaking ball in the outside part of the plate to make the count 2-1. The 2-1 pitch hit high in the air and foul over the roof on the right field side, evening the count at 2-2 to the Mets first baseman. 1-0 the score, St. Lucie leads, nobody out in the bottom second, and Salazar fouls another pitch, this time off the roof on the right field side. One of my favorite parts about minor league ball is there's always just a roving group of kids that stand up on the concourse waiting to chase after those foul balls. Salazar hammers this to third on a couple of hops fielded by Minietti. He sends it across the diamond to Castillo, who makes the catch for number one. In case you're wondering, someone's mother just picked up the ball and gave it to her young son. So another successful foul ball here at the ballpark on a Sunday. And a successful out as Eduardo Salazar is retired on a 5-3 groundout in the bottom of the second inning to bring up Kevin Villavicencio. Primarily a shortstop, he's at second today and hits the first pitch over to short. It's fielded by Rincon, who called off Minietti. A bouncing throw picked by Castillo, but he's pulled off the bag. And it is a base runner now for the St. Lucie Mets. Likely to be an errant throw on Rincon, which would just be his second error of the season. And that's just the speed of Villavicencio. We've seen it a lot from the Threshers batters. The fast guys make you rush your throw, as it's officially confirmed as an E6 after the first out in the second inning. Two errors on the season for Brian Rincon, as he's been one of the most consistent fielding players in the entire Florida State League. That'll bring up Andrea Lantigua, one of the newest additions to the St. Lucie Mets squad. Just played in his second game of the season in game two of the doubleheader. He grounded into a double play in the second and struck out in the fourth in his two at bats. Now it's 0-1 as Villavicencio takes a short lead off first. 1-1 the count now. Fastball missing inside to Lantigua. Villavicencio, 6 stolen bases in 10 attempts on the season, 28 over his career. 1-1. Breaking ball, just missing inside, and the count from 2-1.
Pitch is challenged by the catcher.
Jordan Disick challenges the call, and 2-1 count becomes 1-2. So Jordan Disick with the first challenge, and it's a success in the first challenge of this Sunday afternoon. 1-2. Lantigua waits for the pitch. The 1-2 misses outside. Off and running is Villavicencio, and he's in at second base with his 7th stolen base of the season. 2-2 count to Lantigua, and now the Mets have a runner in scoring position on the first stolen bag of the afternoon. 2-2 count to Lantigua, and now he's hitting with a man in scoring position. He's 0-2 this series. Jimenez looking to make it 0-3. The 2-2. Fastball up and in, just missing to fill up the count at 3-2. Third full count of the day. And it's done with the man on second base. One nothing lead for St. Lucie. A man on second with one out in the bottom second. Villavicencio dancing around base, being held on by Otto Kemp. The payoff pitch, fastball inside, and that's 4. First walk of the day for Estevenson Jimenez. Just his 6th walk of the season, and over 18 hits for the Threshers. He's a guy who throws a lot of strikes and gets a lot of swings. Guys chasing after him. Now Jordan Disson comes out from behind home plate to give some signs out to his infield as Blaine McIntosh is up with 2 on and 1 out. Double play depth for the infielders with Minietti pushed slightly forward in case of a sacrifice bunt attempt. First pitch hit the other way by McIntosh, and that leaves the stadium out of play for strike number 1. McIntosh followed up his sister singing the national anthem in game 2 with a pair of strikeouts and singled in a run, walked, and scored in a 1-for-3 day in the first game of the doubleheader. He goes after it. Appeal made to Nobu Goto says that he did go, and now the count 0-2. Nobu Goto, the bases umpire, and Kenny Garcia behind home plate calling balls and strikes. It's now an 0-2 count to McIntosh. Jimenez, a quick look over at second, and the pitch. Wave and a whiff, strike 3. A fastball upstairs for his 2nd strikeout of the game, and McIntosh is down the swing with it. Both strikeouts so far have been issued with the fastball by Jimenez. That heater sits around 91, but he places it so well on the corners of the plate. Now the leadoff man back up for the Mets. They lead 1-0, and Jet Williams is 1-for-1 on the bag. He takes a look at a breaking ball outside to ball number 1. Williams led off the ball game with a hit on the first pitch that Jimenez threw, but was thrown out at home by a combination of Cade Fergus and Brian Rincon, with a nice tag being made by Jordan Disson, blocking the plate on an offline throw. Williams spins this one backward and ricochets off the netting, bounces right next to Jordan Disson. The count is now even at 1-1. Williams is the main reason that Villavicencio is moving to second base, at least in this game. Villavicencio plays short, but he's not in the lineup, but kind of like Justin Crawford is for the Threshers. If he's playing in the field, he is playing at shortstop, is Jet Williams, with Crawford being that way in center field. It's a 1-1 count to Williams, the 14th overall pick in last year's draft. Jimenez deals, fastball inside, narrowly missed hitting Williams, and the count 2-1, with the heater running a little bit too far inside. 2-1 count to Jet, and 36 pitches thrown by Jimenez with 22 strikes in the first inning and 2/3. 2-1, hit the other way, foul down the right field side. Jimenez a strike away from getting out of the 2 runners on jam. The Mets scored a run on 3 hits in the first, a walk, and a reached on error here in the second inning. Put men on second and first. Villavicencio on second, Lantigua on first. 2-2, missing upstairs, and that fills up the count for the second time this inning. Jimenez likes to throw right around the corners, but he's not getting those swings from the Mets that much today. Runners go. Here's the payoff. Breaking ball inside. Did he go? He did not, and that's ball four as Williams reached base for the second straight inning to load up the bases with two outs. Williams on first, Villavicencio on third, Adriel Antigua on second, and that puts the second out in the inning to bring up Ryland Thomas. Jordan Minietti will go to the mound to translate for Jordan Disson, who's going to have a quick meeting with Vesta Benson in minutes. Most of the Florida State League games are getting started today. The Threshers, the only team in the Phillies system that are underway. So our first scoreboard of the afternoon will be in the Florida State League as Kenny Garcia comes up to break up the mound visit. Fort Myers trailing Dunedin 4-0 in the first game of a double header. So that's good news for the Threshers fans as Fort Myers is 7 games and a first place. Dunedin, the next opponent of the Threshers at home, leading 4-0 in the bottom third. Tampa leads Palm Beach in the top of the third inning, 1-0. And Jupiter and Bradenton are deadlocked in a scoreless draw in the bottom of the fourth. Now the first pitch to Ryland Thomas, lifted out into shallow right field. Kemp calling off the right fielder, but it's Rincones who makes the final call and the running catch for the final out in the second inning. So the Mets leave the bases loaded, no hits in the inning. 2 walks and 1 error, and 3 men left on the bag. At the end of 2, the Threshers trail 1-0, the final game they'll play at Clover Park in 2023.
We're really looking forward to it to see which walk the red card was in, and then keep a close eye and figure out which one they really is really good.
Top of the third inning here in St. Lucie. Threshers trail by 1, and Yoelmé Ramirez is on the mound. First pitch, a ground ball to Reimer from Cade Fergus, who sprints over to first, but Reimer makes the throw in time for the first out of the third inning. One pitch, one gone for the Threshers number 8 hitter in Fergus. And now Freeland Minietti will come up to the plate, and he has had a solid run in his last couple of games. 10 straight games reaching base for Minietti. Now the second longest streak after Kemp's 29-game streak ended. And the first pitch to Minietti in there for a called strike number 1. Minnietti over his last 10 is 12 for 35 with 9 of the season's 12 RBIs, and this one's a line drive single over the glove of Jett Williams into left field. 11 straight games on base, and he is now 9 for his last 18, hitting .500 with hits in every game of his last two series. So Minnietti catching fire, and he's got his average well over 300 now. That's his first hit of this series that didn't drive in runs. Now he's the tying run on first base with three swipes already this season, with one of them coming this week. First pitch misses to Rincon, struck out on three pitches to lead off the ballgame. Count one and out. Rincon, right-handed, with a switch-hitting batter, hitting left-handed against the righty Ramirez. Fastball just missing outside, count 2-0. Minnietti, 4 stolen bases in 5 attempts, has 2 stolen bases on his hit streak, 3 on his now 11-game on-base streak. He's 3 for 8 in this series, is Minnietti. Fastball catches the outside corner to Rincon, count 2-1. Rincon, the reigning Florida State League Player of the Week, 2 for 11 this series with an RBI, a triple, and 2 runs scored. Coming off with an 8 for 19 week with 2 homers and 5 RBIs against Bradenton, who sprays this ball foul. Ricochet off the right field stands to even the count at 2-2. And you have more gloved kids chasing those foul balls out on the concourse. 2-2 with 1 out. Minnietti lengthens his lead off first base. Ramirez peering over at first out of the corner of his eye, but focusing homeward. He turns around, throws it to first. Minnietti in there head first ahead of the Eduardo Salazar tag. Rincon on the year, now hitting .224 with .345 on base percentage, .388 slugging, 4 homers, and 21 RBIs. Two balls, 2 strikes. Ramirez deals. Rincon pops this one up into shallow right field. Minnietti drifts back toward the first base bag as camping under it is Villavicencio, who makes the catch for out number 2. So the Treasurer's leadoff man retired, but now there's 2 outs for Justin Crawford, who now represents the go-ahead run. 0-1 on the day with a strikeout. First 4 batters of the game for Clearwater struck out, and none have caged since. Crawford looking to keep that trend up. He's reached base in each of his last 12 games, including a 3-for-5 game in game number 1. Swing and a miss by Crawford as the ball bounces out of the glove of Lamtigua to make it an 0-1 count. To Crawford, he played in both games the doubleheader, 3-for-8, 2 strikeouts, and 2-for-3 stolen bases. He's 4-for-12 this series with 2 RBIs. The 0-1. Fastball missing upstairs. Did he go? He did not. 1-1 as Crawford reeled in his swing. No homers, but 20 RBIs, and puts him third on the Threshers team behind Rincon and Caleb Ricketts. 1-1. Instead, it's a throw over to first base. Minnietti in their safety. So among active Threshers players, Crawford is third on the team in RBIs with Cade Fergus at 21, along with Brian Rincon. Caleb Ricketts now up with Jersey Shore at 22 on the date of his departure. The 1-1. Crawford takes this the other way, but fell. And that ball just vanished into thin air. 1-2 the count. He fell that way over left field. Kenny Garcia grants Crawford a timeout. He'll adjust his helmet, his batting gloves, and step back into the left-handed batter's box. One ball and 2 strikes. Minnietti taking a short lead off first, slowly inching his way towards the second base bag. 2 outs, the 1-2. Inside, Crawford gets out of the way of it, and that makes the count 2-2. Crawford, not very far from the first in his family to make it to the minor leagues. His cousin, J.P. Crawford, the current shortstop for the Seattle Mariners. I'll likely be watching his game tonight because that game is going to be on ESPN Plus at 4 o'clock. His father, Carl, a second-round pick of the Rays back in 1999. Crawford takes this into left field in foul territory. And a couple fans will go up in the stands to try and get that foul ball. 2-2 the count still to Crawford. Crawford, the 17th overall pick in the first round of last year's draft. And he says it's just a point of joking and bragging rights that he was drafted a full round ahead of his father, who was a second-round pick in 1999 in the mid-50s. 2-2 outside, and that fills up the count to Crawford, who's just not a man you want to put on base. He's got such good speed, always pushing the guy in front of him as well. Otherwise, he can be dangerous when it comes to extra base hits. Three balls and two strikes to Crawford. Minnietti will be going on the pitch as he lengthens his lead off first base. Full count and two outs to Crawford. Garcia now back behind home plate. 1-0 the score. St. Lucie in the lead. 2 outs in the top of the third. Ramirez deals. Minnietti goes. Crawford fouls back to home plate. And Minnietti will head back to first. Another battle of an at-bat for Justin Crawford. He struck out on 6 pitches back in the first inning. We're already at pitch number 7 as Crawford has now fouled off 2 pitches with 2 strikes in a full count. Pitch number 8 coming from Ramirez. Off goes Minnietti and it popped up on the shortstop side of the infield, drifting into left, and the catch is made by Jet Williams, the final out of the inning. So 2 straight pop-outs induced by Ramirez as the Threshers get another base hit, but strand another runner on first base. No runs, 1 hit, 1 man left for the Threshers. We head into the bottom of the third with St. Lucie out in front, 1-0. Bottom of the third inning here in St. Lucie, and 3, 4, and 5 coming up for the Mets. First pitch of the bottom third is a breaking ball for a strike on Junior Tillian, who doubled and scored back in the first. That's the only run of the game thus far, and the last of the Mets' 3 hits. So 1-0 in there for called strike. Now it's 0-2. It was originally 0-1, and I just misread the count. But it's Sunday, and I'm ready for my bus nap on the way home. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Junior Tillian cannot touch a low splitter by Jimenez, his third punch out of the ballgame. 3 strikeouts for Esty Benson. All of them have been swinging. He's now struck out 25 on the season with the first out of the third inning. That'll bring up the cleanup man and Jacob Reimer with 1 out in the bottom third. First pitch, a breaking ball, missing low. Can't win it. Reimer drove in the first run of the day on a single back in the first inning. He's 1-for-1 with his 13th RBI of the season. Fastball upstairs, and now the count 2-0. Reimer, the number 15 prospect in the Mets system, usually at third base when he is in the field. 2-0. This is hit high in the air out to left center field. Crawford calling off the left fielder in Fergus, and he makes the catch in left center for the second out of the inning. Center fielder gets the call. That was one of those cases where both outfielders making a play on the ball had a pretty equal chance to it. But the center fielder gets the final say when it comes to fly balls in the outfield. So two gone, and the first two batters in the third, three pitches to each of them. And now Gerald Martinez takes the first pitch, a fastball up and away to make the count 1-0. Martinez struck out swinging to end the first inning. He's 0-1 on the day, his average now below 200. This one has popped up high in the air into the infield. Kemp coming under it, and behind him is Rincon, who makes the catch around second base for a 1-2-3 third inning. Estevenson Jimenez has retired the last four in a 1-2-3 third, keeping the score at 1-0 as we head into the fourth here at Coors Park.
All right, next up, the top of the Smoothie Cafe bobblehead contest, we have Jack and Henry, the way they work for the decent starts. Just start shaking your head, jumping up and down, going in circles, get crazy on the baseball field. And let's get stopped. Tim is going to tell us who has the highest score. Ready, set, go! Yeah. All right, Sammy, what's he got?
Henry has 98, and Jack has 41. Henry's okay.
All right, let's hear it from Henry. Oh, Henry. What was good for the news about the Bob Barrett's home? The song is with the president of the city. We will be joining the time to enjoy breakfast. Then I'm going to complimentary to the president, sir, honey, for Thursday.
Otto Kemp takes the first pitch of the third inning, betting a challenge as Kenny Garcia overturns the call. So instead of on the one, it's a 1-0 count to Kemp to start off the top of the fourth inning. The Threshers trailing 1-0 with Wilmer Ramirez back for his third inning of work. Now it's strike one, a fastball on the outside corner. And once again, Kemp makes the challenge. This time, stay 1-1 as two challenges equal the count. One win for Kemp in ball one, and one win for the pitcher in strike one. 1-1. Kemp takes this the other way into right field. Going after it is Martinez towards the line, and that bounces foul. And Kemp, for a second, thought that was going to be a double, so he was halfway towards second, but he was turned around and head back to the batter's box. In the Philly system, no games have started yet. Jersey Shore begins in about an hour, but 2:05 against Aberdeen, with Alex Gombrich getting the start. He's 3-0 with an ERA of 4.86. Harrisburg and Reading have a 5-15 start as the Fighting Phils have walked off the Senators in each of the past two games and look to get the series split at home. Lehigh Valley wants to get back to 500 against the Buffalo Bison in Allentown. They start at 6:35. So the Threshers, the only team currently going in the Phillies system, and they trail 1-0 in the top of the fourth inning. It's now a 1-2 count to Kemp as Ramirez spins and deals. Fastball diving below the zone, evening the count at 2-2. Kemp struck out swinging to end the first in his first at bat. Did fail to reach base for the first time since April 15th in last night's contest. This is hit the other way again, but scorched fell, beeline to the net, and the count stays at 2-2. At the beginning of that on-base streak, though it was early in the season, Kemp had a batting average in the mid to high 100s, around 170, 172. It's now up to 250 with four home runs and 18 RBIs, almost all of those coming over the last 29 games. Now it's 2-2 to Kemp. Swing and a miss. There's strike three. That's Ramirez's second strikeout of the ball game to bring the first out to the fourth inning. That'll bring up Gabe Rincones Jr., who, like Justin Crawford, played in Anaheim. He played in both games of yesterday's doubleheader as he takes the first pitch low for ball number one. Left-handed power hitter, got RBI number 16 in game two of the doubleheader as he takes this the other way. Back into the Rincones, 0-for-1 with a strikeout today on the season. He's hitting 275 with 5 homers and 16 RBIs, and he's 4-for-12 this series with an RBI and 2-run score. Now the 1-1. Swing and a miss, and the count down to 1-2. Rincones, the Phillies minor league player of the month in April, finishing that month with 4 homers and 10 RBIs. Good chunk of them, including 2 homers, coming against St. Lucie, where he finished off April as the Florida State League Player of the Week, the first of now 3 threshers to earn that honor. 1-2, fastball upstairs to 94 miles an hour from the Ramirez, but it misses to make the count 2-2. Swing and miss. There is strike three. 2 straight strikeouts to start off the fourth for Jordan Ramirez. And that is now 3 on the game. The pressures have been struck out 6 times in the first 13 at bats. That brings up Jordan Vyers, who flied out to right field his last time up. Also on a bit of a streak. His average slowly climbing closer to 200. He's moved base in each of the last 4 games, going 3-for-12 with an RBI and 2 runs scored in that span. First pitch, a fastball on the outside corner for the called strike one. Vyers has an average of 182 with 3 homers and 10 RBI. The DH today awaits the 0-1. Fastball again, strike again, touching the outside corner for a quick 0-2 count on the freshman's DH. Third-year player out of Rick Reedy High School in Texas at 236 with 2 home runs last year. Now he swings and misses to end off the fourth, and for the second time this game, the Mets pitching staff has struck out the side of the Clearwater Threshers. 3 strikeouts in the fourth for the Threshers, and that's the bottom of the inning, where the Mets lead at 1-0 here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Yeah, I'm looking for 15 first baseman, but more than 7 this year.
Bottom of the fourth inning, a 1-0 lead. That's where it stayed since the first inning. Eduardo Salazar, 0-for-1 on the day, leading off the frame against Jimenez, whose first pitch fastball catches the outside corner at the knees for a called strike one. Salazar grounded out to third in his only prior plate appearance. He's 0-for-1. 0-1 pitch, hit back up the middle. Jimenez ducks, but rolls into the glove of Otto Kemp, throws on the run to first, and that's the first out of the fourth inning. Two ground outs for Salazar now. And that'll bring up Kevin Villavicencio. Villavicencio reached on an error and stole the base in the second inning. He now has 7 swipes in 10 attempts on the season. So Villavicencio still 0-1, primarily a shortstop, but getting more time at second base with the emergence of last year's first-round pick in Jett Williams. If you spend more than $3 million in a signing bonus on a guy, you're going to want to put him in his preferred position. Villavicencio, with a decent history in the minor leagues, now has a 1-0 count in his favor. He's hitting 270 so far this season. As he awaits the pitch, grounded to third. He fielded on two ops by Minietti. Sends it over to first, a quick 2 outs here in the fourth inning. As Villavicencio now 0-2 in his third year in the minor leagues after being signed by Guerrero Negro in Mexico. 2 down in the fourth, that'll bring up Adriel Antigua, the newest member of the St. Lucie Mets, playing his third game, second against the Threshers after joining the team midweek last week in Bradenton. Bounced over to short, charging is Rincon. He makes the grab and throws to first in time for the final out in the fourth inning. 2 straight 1-2-3 frame for Estevenson Jimenez. He's found his groove, but the Threshers need to find some offense. 1-0 is the score. We're heading into the fifth here at Clover Park on the Threshers Podcast Network.
Jackpot you see on Clover Vision right now. You don't have to be present to win. And this week's charity of choice is United Against Poverty.
Jawilme Ramirez back out for the fifth inning. He's in line for the win right now as the Mets lead it 1-0 against the Clearwater Threshers in a quick-moving game, just about 1 hour gone and almost halfway through. Jordan Disson has the only extra base hit of the day for the Threshers. He is 1-for-1 with a double, and that is one of 2 hits for Clearwater tonight. First pitch to Disson. He takes a look at a curveball in there for a called strike, count 0-1. Disson's average up to 288, home run and 14 RBIs on the season. So he has really broken out as one of the Phillies' best catching prospects here in 2023. Disson wants a challenge, and the break ball looks like it missed below the zone, and it does. 0-2 becomes 1-1, and Disson now has 2 successful challenges on the day at the plate. The 1-1. Fastball in there for a called strike, and that makes the count 1-2. So Disson clearly seeing the ball pretty well the day before he turns 21. 1-2. Fouled away. We'll do it again. Allen here to knock off the mask of Adriel Montegra. So Kenny Garcia will walk the ball out to the pitcher. And slowly head back behind the plate. But Montegra nods his head, saying he's all right. And Disson steps back into the batter's box for a 1-2 count. Nobody out here in the top of the fifth. Ramirez winds and deals. Breaking ball outside, and that evens the count, but 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch from Ramirez. Fastball outside. That's ball three, and Disson continues to have a good eye. That one definitely a close pitch on the outside part of the plate, but missed the black. And Disson stays alive, battling to fill up the count. Three balls and two strikes. Here's the payoff. And Disson holds up the swing. High fastball. Appeal over to Nobu Goto, but no shot he went on that. Jordan Disson has reached twice, and now he represents the tying run for the second time. Leadoff walk in the fifth. And according to a pitching coach in the Rays organization, Alberto Bastardo, who I worked with the Bowling Green Hot Rods last year, a leadoff walk might be the most dangerous thing. Obviously, leadoff home run might hurt a little bit more, but you don't want to put somebody on base for free to start the inning. And that's exactly what Joelmy Ramirez just did. Now that brings up the lefty in Chad Castillo. He's reached base in each of his last nine with a five-game hit streak. Disson 0-2 in stolen base attempts, so not likely to try again as Castillo takes a fastball outside for the ball strike. Over his last five games, Castillo is 6-17 with two doubles, a home run, four RBIs, and four runs scored in his second five-game hit streak of the season. Now the 0-1. Pitch out, and Disson stays at first base, count evens 1-1. Castillo 0-1 today, flying out to center. His first pitch has played only for the Clearwater Threshers, debuting against Tampa in August of last season, playing the entirety of last year and on the opening day roster this year since he was drafted in the ninth round. He fouls off another breaking ball, and that makes it count 1-2. Last year, Castillo had three home runs and eight RBIs, 20 for 86. He now has well north of 86 at bats. Hitting 202 with four homers and 15 RBIs. The 1-2. Swing and miss. Inside breaking ball and attack for safety by Montegra. Fourth strikeout in the last two innings from Ramirez. He has five on the ball game, and that will bring the first out to the table for the Threshers. One gone in the fifth. 1-0 the score. St. Lucie in the lead, and that'll bring up Cade Ferguson. Fergus grounded out to third on the first pitch he saw. He's looking to find some green grass with a tying run on first base. The 1-0. Last ball outside, count 1-0. Fergus tied at the top of the league in third with five home runs on the season. 21 RBIs tied for the team lead with Brian Rincon. 1-0. Fastball just missing outside, and the count 2-0. A hitter's count for the power-hitting outfielder. He had four homers in 29 games in his minor league debut last season after being picked in the 13th round of the MLB draft out of George Washington University. He's got hits in all three games this series, and now awaits the 2-0 up and in. Fergus leans back away from the high heat, and now the count's 3-0 to prompt a mound visit from Montegra. Disson on first base with a walk. And now, Ramirez in danger of walking two batters on the base with one out in the inning. Both with good speed. Fergus, though, the faster of the runners between himself and Jordan Disson. Minetti on deck, and he has been the best hitter for Clearwater in terms of runs batted in this series with four ribbies against the St. Lucie Mets. 3-0 now to Fergus, the pitch. Fergus hammers this one into deep center field. Going back is McIntosh, and he comes back into right field, or right center field, excuse me, to make the catch for the second out of the inning. Good idea by Fergus to go on 3-0. Just missing. He got plenty of it, but not enough to send it as far as, you know, he can. Two gone here in the fifth, and Fraylin Minietti, who has a hit already today, comes up to a plate for the Threshers. He's reached base in each of his last 11, 12 for his last, or 13 for his last 36, 8 for his last 18. In on the ground to third, throw right to second base, gets Disson in time as Reimer ends the inning on a 5-3 ground out to the Threshers' third baseman. So a leadoff walk, stays at first. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left on base. We're now at the halfway point of the series finale between the Threshers and the St. Lucie Mets. If the Mets out in front 1-0, we get into the bottom of the fifth on the Threshers broadcast network.
All right, Lewis Fuller is here with us today celebrating his birthday. Happy birthday, Lewis Fuller.
The halfway point of today's game. The St. Lucie Mets lead the Threshers 1-0 as we are in the bottom of the fifth inning. 9-1-2 up for St. Lucie against Estevenson Jimenez. A swinging bunt missed by Blaine McIntosh. The breaking ball fools the Mets center fielder to make it 0-1. McIntosh, a three-pitch strikeout back in the second, now faces the 0-1. First ball that he's seen as the curve misses upstairs. One run on three hits for the St. Lucie Mets, none on two for the Threshers. An excuse me check swing as the fastball bounces off McIntosh's bat into the netting behind home plate. It's a 1-2 count to McIntosh, who has seven RBIs, no home runs, an average just south of 200. The 1-2 hit the other way, foul, and that lands long past the seats on the left field side. Count 1-2 still. Jimenez has now thrown 57 pitches with 35 strikes. This is hit again into left field, but looping foul into the stand. That stays 1-2 as McIntosh has fouled off the last two strike pitches. Jimenez, the kick and the pitch. 1-2 hammered into right field. On the run is Rincones. The sliding catch and the play is made. Gabe Rincones Jr., slow run up, but closing speed unparalleled in a diving catch. That's an emphatic out number one. I've read way too many scouting reports that says Rincones' bat is his main sticking point. Is it his best tool? Yes, but his fielding is vastly underrated. Great speed, range likely suited for the corner outfield, but he certainly has the speed to play anywhere in the green grass, as the pitch misses upstairs to Jet Williams to make it 2-0. Rincones Jr., third-round pick by the Phillies, really developing into a five-tool player for the Clearwater Threshers. Made a couple of really nice plays and has a cannon of an opening out in the right field. Jet Williams bangs a fastball off the roof down the right field stands to make the count 2-1. Two on with one out. Fastball right down Main Street. Evens account at 2-2. Diving catch by Gabriel Rincones Jr. Now the 14th overall pick in last year's draft steps out of the box and gets back in to resume the pitch clock. Jimenez has the sign into his stretch and deals. 2-2, wave and a whiff, strike three. As he mentioned, Jimenez powers the fastball by Jed Williams as soon as he steps back in the box for his fourth strikeout of the day and his second out of the fifth inning. Just a pitching exhibition from Jimenez in that at-bat, was down 2-0 and then comes back on three straight strikes after a diving catch by Rincones Jr. Breaking ball misses to Ryland Thomas below the zone. That makes it count 1-0. Thomas, two flyouts, one in foul territory to third, and one to Rincones Jr. in right. Breaking ball misses low, count now 2-0 for the second straight at-bat. Jimenez is better than maybe any pitcher in the league at coming back into counts after getting behind the batter. 2-0, fastball just missing low. And the catcher, but the catcher Disson makes the challenge and is successful. 3-for-4 in terms of challenges for Jordan Disson. He has been seeing the ball well at the plate and behind it, as this one is stroked into right field, and that lands in the glove of Gabriel Conez on the ground for a two-out base hit. Ryan Thomas is on board for the first time today. The first base run that Jimenez has allowed since the second, and the first hit since St. Lucie put up three back in the first inning. So that's two outs in the fifth, and a man on first for Junior Tillian. 1-0 lead for the St. Lucie Mets. And Tillian scored that run after doubling in his first inning. This is hit the other way into the netting. Foul off the fastball by Jimenez. Maybe 3. It's a 0-1 count to Tilly and 2 gone. And Jimenez is called on the balk, and off to second base is Junior Tilly. So a man on second with 2 outs here in the inning. Jimenez deals. High in the air out to center field. Crawford underneath it. Takes a couple steps forward. Camps and catches for the final out. And the fifth inning. So a two-out base hit goes for naught. Some great defense by the Threshers. Large part due to Gabriel Conez Jr. in right field. A big sliding catch to save a base knock. And the Threshers keep it within one. 1-0 to score. St. Lucie in the lead.
Alright, it's now time for the Saturday Public Shuffle. While I'm sitting down on the Quiz Dojo with one of our league baseball players, taking away the same name.
Top of the sixth inning, Brian Rincon, the leadoff man for the Threshers, leading things off in the sixth. Joel May Ramirez back out for his fifth inning of work with a 1-0 lead. First pitch to Rincon is hammered into right center field. Well, that'll hold up well short of the track. Makes the catch. Dylan McIntosh, one pitch, one out. And the top of the sixth inning. St. Lucie leads at 1-0, and Lincoln is retired for the third straight time today. That'll bring up Justin Crawford, 0-2 as well, a strikeout and a pocket. And he would be exactly the guy that the Threshers need to try and ignite a rally here in the top of the sixth inning. Fastball just missing for ball number one. The Threshers haven't got a hit since the Kramer Minnietti single. Is ruled still a ball. So it remains a 1-0 count to Justin Crawford. The 1-0 pitch sprayed out into the second base part of the infield. And the catch is made by Villavicencio on a soggy line drive. Ramirez continues to make quick work. He has now thrown 60 pitches with 38 for strikes. Two gone here in the sixth. 1-0 the lead still for the St. Lucie Mets. And Otto Kemp at the plate trying to start something for the Threshers. First pitch, a fastball over the heart of the plate. Count 1-0. Kemp, 2 strikeouts on the day. Looking to get himself on base for a powerful bat, Dave Lincones Jr. Kemp hits this one sharply, but right to the second baseman, Villavicencio. A scoop on the throw to first. And a quick 1-2-3 sixth inning for the St. Lucie Mets. Ramirez has retired the last 6 in order, and we're through the top of the 6th inning. The Threshers are trailing 1-0 here in St. Lucie.
This is a
rotation.
Please remain
All right, this week, by Mary Apple, they've been in the first tradition, of course, and you see the biggest one away from home. The Sauce Video tells us everything you need for visiting the entire Trojan Coast. All right, time for the St. Lucie Draft House World's largest game of beer, Bob Morris, is our contestant. The way the game works, you have 1 of 3 tries to get that ping pong ball into the solo. All right, here we go. See what you got. Oh, it's close. All right, number 2. Oh, that was off there. I was thinking of a pop for Orbex. All right. All your head was not pitching for the pressure from the 38 when we can. We also met number 25, third baseman Jacob Kremer.
Clover Park, a new pitcher blows in from the bullpen in left field. Estevenson Jimenez's day is done, and Wenhui Pan replaces the right-hander on the mound. Pan at a Tao Yen in Taiwan, making his 9th appearance of the season, 8th out of the bullpen, coming off of a victory in the first game of this series against St. Lucie, where he went 2 2/3 scoreless innings with just 1 hit allowed. First pitch misses inside to Jacob Reimer as Pond will get the task of facing the heart of the Mets' order, Reimer, Martinez, and Salazar here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Pond will line the kick, the pitch, 1-0, a breaking ball over the heart of the plate, count even at 1-1. Jimenez in line for the loss, allowed 1 run on 4 hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Now the 1-1. Breaking ball missing low, count 2-1. Pond, 4-pitch mix, a 4-seam fastball that averages north of 98 miles an hour, a splitter, curve, and a change. We've seen a couple of curves already to Reimer here. 2-1, there's the fastball. This one is looped into foul territory down the first baseline. Castillo on the run. He makes the catch and crashes into the tarp for the first out of the sixth inning. A foul will pop up by Reimer, makes him 1-for-3. Brings up the ball on the first out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's a 1-0 lead for St. Lucie. 4 hits for the Mets, 2 for the Threshers. with one run on the board. That came on an RBI single by Reimer, who just popped out to Castillo in foul territory. Now, Ramon Martinez is up, a strikeout in the first, and a pop out to short his last time at bat. First pitch to Martinez, a fastball missing up and away, count one.
Pitch challenge by the pitcher.
Jordan Disson makes the challenge. Something that we have not seen that much in this game is him getting the challenge wrong. Now we'll stay one and one. The pitch is upheld by Kenny Garcia. Now Pond, the line to kick the pitch. 1-0. Fastball outside and count 2-0. Pond, 20 years old, excuse me. In his first season with the Phillies, after being signed back in January by Philadelphia for signing bonus around $400,000. Swing and a miss as the fastball powered by Martinez to make it 2-1. Over his last two outings, he has thrown his last four and a third innings now without allowing a run. 2-1. Breaking ball, missing low, count 3-1. 2 2/3 shutout inning for his second win of the season on Tuesday against St. Lucie. And 3 innings, the final inning, the third of which were scoreless. Fastball missing low, and Martinez tosses the bat towards the dugout. Third time the Met has walked today. First, the right winner for the baseline now with one out in the sixth inning. On the walk by Martinez, he is now reaching once in today's game. Eduardo Salazar also 0-2. Ground out to third and second. He does that again, likely we'll see a double play. He grounded into one yesterday, and now the middle infield, especially a double play yet, with Castillo holding Martinez on first. Past the infield, preparing for a potential double play. Fastball tags the outside corner for a called strike one to Salazar, as Wenkun Pan keeps it over the strike zone. He's 2-0 on the year with an ERA of 1.17. This is hit high in the air down the right field line. A short run by Rincones Jr., but he quickly realizes that ball is foul for ball and strike two. Han has already represented his country of Taiwan at the international level. Played with last year's organizational all-star, Hao Yu Lee. Diving play missed by Kemp. He throws the glove at the ball, but it rolls out into center field. A scorched single by Eduardo Salazar moved Martinez to second base. Hit of the day by the Mets. They now have hit some consecutive innings for the first time. It's a one-out single with two on. Still one out. Kevin Villavicencio up at the plate. Reached on an error in the second and is 0-2. A cloudy day, but plenty of blue sky out over Clover Park. City Field South, as it's affectionately known by Mets fans, as the spring training home of the New York Mets. First pitch to Villavicencio, a fastball driven out to left field. Sprinting back is Fulgis on the track, looking up, and he reaches back and comes up with a baseball. It looked like Fulgis had lost that in the light, but twisting around to make the catch, and a big out number two as that ball was well deep. Fulgis in the middle of the warning track to make the catch, and he has made two really nice plays out in left field. So a quick out against Villavicencio puts two gone for St. Lucie and keeps two on with Martinez on second, and on first base is Eduardo Salazar. Now Lantigua has a block to the right side by Disson. Each runner's move up a base on a wild pitch. So Martinez to third, and Salazar to second. But two outs, still makes the play at first base, as Disson will pick up his mask and get back behind home plate. Over the course of the year, Disson has done really an excellent job of keeping the ball out in front of him. That one just hit off the wrong part of his shin guard and ricocheted towards the first base side. Not much he could do about that one. It's a 1-0 count to Lantigua, who's 0-1 with a walk. 1-0. Foul backwards, and a count equals at 1-1. One ball, one strike, two on and two outs. Pond looking to keep the Mets scoreless as they lead 1-0 in the bottom of the sixth. A 1-1. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, freezing Lantigua, bringing the Mets down to their final strike of the frame. One ball and two strikes. Right on right matchup. Hahn shakes off Disson as it's set at the belt. Five on the pitch clock as he is now set. Looks over to second base. Two on the clock. The kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. 96 on the fastball. And Len Fee Hahn gets his first strikeout of the day in a big spot. Final out in the sixth inning on punch out number five for Threshers pitching. So two of the first three batters come on for St. Lucie. They have one hit, no errors, and two men left. It's still 1-0 as we head into the seventh. Threshers looking to get themselves on the scoreboard.
All right, time for the top four pitching contest. We've got Rebecca, she's our contestant.
Thanks, Pat.
By the way, that's Rebecca. All right, very good. All you got to do is get one drop ball down the greenway into the little cup. You get three chances. Whenever you're ready to start playing. Whoa! I don't want to get one for the bullpen. All right, here's number two, a little soft. There you go. Oh.
The heart of the Threshers order set to lead off the seventh inning when Conas Jr., Viers, and Disson in a 1-0 ball game in favor of the Mets. Out on the mound is Joelmay Ramirez. He's already gone six innings without a run allowed and just two hits on the board for Clearwater. 0-1 count to Conas Jr., who's 0-2 so far tonight. Now the 0-1. Hit on the ground. That's going to leak into the gap in right center field for a base hit. Rincones sprinting around first base. He loses his helmet on the way to second, and it's a stand-up double to lead off the game for Gabe Rincones Jr. When you see a guy at 6'4 and 220 pounds, you don't think of him as a speedster, but Gabe Rincones has lightning fast speed, rolling a double into the right center field gap to lead off the seventh. That'll bring up Jordan Viers as the speedy Rincones Jr. is the tying run. He's already stolen third multiple times and is tied for fourth with 17 stolen bases on the season. Fourth in the league, that is. He's being held on by Williams, and Viers drills this one deep out to right field. Back is Martinez, leaping at the wall, and that ball bounces off the top of the right center field wall. Raving around third is Rincones Jr. He's coming home. The slide, tie game! Jordan Viers with a monster double, and this game is tied in the seventh inning. Extra credit there to Rincones Jr. as he didn't go until that ball hit the wall, still making it all the way around to score the tying run. And now Viers is replaced by maybe the fastest man in the league, Omarion Boyd. An RBI double for Viers, his 11th ribby of the season. And this game is now 1-1. And Boyd will replace Viers as the pinch runner on second base. And now Gilbert Gomez will replace Joelmay Ramirez. Two doubles to lead off the seventh for the Threshers, and a new pitcher coming in for the Mets. I get the sense that Clearwater is not done. We'll see for sure as Ramirez leaves with the potential go-ahead run on second base as his responsibility. He'll get an ovation from the Mets faithful as new pitcher comes out of the left field bullpen. Tie game at one apiece as we head into the seventh inning. Rushers with a man on second and nobody out in a 1-1 ball game. A new runner on second, a new pitcher on the mound. Chris Vasquez up for the Mets against Jordan Disson with Omarion Boyd representing the tying run. It's an 0-1 count to Disson. Ramirez would be in line for the loss if the run scored. Christopher Vasquez, in his second year pro out of the Dominican Republic, with an ERA of 3.74 on the season. This is not the first time that Boyd has come on as a pinch runner when Viers has gotten a big double. And Chris Vasquez will try and limit the damage with a very fast runner. And the stolen base leader in all of the Florida State League is on second base with nobody out and Disson, who's reached base twice, on the plate. It's an 0-2 count as Vasquez is now set at the belt. Nobody out. Ramirez gone as this is poked down into right center field. A base hit from Disson. Sprinting around third is Boyd. The throw's coming home from the center fielder. It is not in time, and it goes past the catcher, and the Threshers take the lead. Jordan Disson, an RBI single to make it a 2-1 lead for Clearwater. They're ahead for the first time, and once again, there's a man on second with nobody out. The pinch running move pays off by J.R. Murphy as Boyd gets the run, and Disson lines a two-strike pitch into right center field for his 15th RBI of the season. 2-1 Threshers, still no one out here in the top of the seventh inning. Vasquez deals. Castillo with a sharp ground ball right to the second baseman via Vicencio. Two hops in the throw to first for the first out of the seventh, but still a productive one as Disson lands on third base. Castillo now 0-for-3, but another insurance run is 90 feet from home plate, so the Mets infield will move in for Cade Fergus. Fergus has been an absolute star defensively thus far. And now we can close the book on Joelme Ramirez. First pitch to Fergus, outside on the fastball by Vasquez, count 1-0. So now, when Wenhui Pan is in line for the victory, Estebenson Jimenez will not have a decision in his fifth start of the year. And in line for the loss is Joelme Ramirez, who's gone five innings, allowing both runs on four hits. Swing and a miss by Fergus, the breaking ball evens up the count at 1-1. So Ramirez, five innings, four hits, two earned runs, a walk, and five strikeouts, as Chris Vasquez is now on the mound, as that one is fouled off the catcher's gear of Lantigua, and he felt that one. 1-2 count now to Ferger. And the blown save will be awarded to Christopher Vasquez, who now has one save and three opportunities. So Kenny Garcia clean off home plate to give Lantigua some time to heal a little bit. Fastball right off of the thigh. And Fergus will step back into the batter's box with a 1-2 count. Infield drawn in with Jordan Disson on third base. He already gave the Threshers a 2-1 lead and now looks to make it 3-1 if Fergus can find green grass. The 1-2, breaking ball outside, blocked in front of Lantigua, and the count now even at 2-2. Fergus 0-for-2 on the day, ground out and a flyer. Looking to break the tie with Brian Rincon for the team lead in RBIs. In a tight 2-1 ball game here in the top of the seventh. The pitch. This is a high in the air out of the stadium in foul territory over the right field side. Now still even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out, two runs already home here in the top of the seventh inning. Vasquez deals. Fergus swings and misses, and out goes Slider. There's the first strikeout of the game for both Fergus and Vasquez, and that is the second out in the seventh. So the infield will revert back to its normal depth. Jordan Disson remains on third base, and Fraylin Minietti looks to drive him home. He's already driven in four runs on the series. And he's 1-for-2 today with a base hit. Minietti, 3-for-9 on the series, 4 RBIs in now his third game. And as the pitch misses for ball one. And he's got a hit streak of 6 straight games, thanks to his second inning or third inning single. Vasquez deals. Ball missing low, and the count 2-1. A pitch way outside on the fastball, count 3-0. And Minietti looking for his third walk in his last 11 games with two outs. A 3-0 count. We already saw Fergus go on a 3-0 a couple innings ago. We'll see if Minietti does the same here. 3-0 the pitch. He keeps the bat on his shoulder, and the fastball misses way outside with Lantigua standing up to make the catch. And it's a two-out walk to Fraylin Minietti. He'll stay 1-for-2 on the day, and now the runners on the corners with two outs for Brian Rincon. Four homers, 21 RBIs for the Threshers' leadoff man, but he's 0-for-3 today with a strikeout in the first. And he's got a chance to do some damage. 2-1 the score with both runs coming home here in the top of the seventh inning. Rincon trying to stretch the lead out just a little bit to give the Threshers some wiggle room. First pitch to Brian, inside fastball, almost brushes the shoulder. So it's a 1-0 count to Brian Rincon. Reigning player of the week with 5 RBIs in last week's series against Bradenton has driven in 1 and scored 2 in the 3 games he's played this week. Fastball at the knees for a called strike 1, count even 1-1. Rincon fly out to center on the first pitch he saw back in the sixth. And now even 1-1 with Minietti taking the lead off first. He's got 4 stolen bases in 5 attempts. Let's see if he goes. 1-1 to Rincon. Minietti thinks about it. Rincon pops this one foul. That leaves the stadium out of play. Count 1-2. Rincon was 6-for-34. In the Florida Complex League after being drafted out of Shaler Area High School. 4 of those 6 hits went for extra bases, and one of his 2 hits this week was a triple. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, inside breaking ball, into drop third strike. Lantigua will calmly throw it over to first base to officially end the inning. But the Threshers pull ahead on two runs. An RBI double by Jordan Byers tied it. An RBI single by Jordan Disson gave the Threshers their first lead of the ballgame. We'll stretch it out for the Threshers. We'll bring a 2-1 lead into the bottom of the seventh here. First pitch at the bottom of the seventh is laced into right field by Blaine McIntyre. As the Mets continue to attack the pitchers early in the game. For Saints, that's their sixth hit of the game. First one for McIntyre. He is now 1-for-3. Wen Guiphan still out there for the Threshers, pitching in the lead for the first time today. It's 2-1 Clearwater, thanks to the Jordans and Jordan Disson and Byers with back-to-back RBIs. Gabe Rincones and Amarion Boyd scoring the two runs for Clearwater as the first pitch to Jet Williams misses inside for ball one. He represents the go-ahead run with a home run and 14 ribbies on the season. He was robbed out of a run by Cade Fergus and Brian Rincone back in the first inning. And that is proving all the more valuable as it is a 1-1 game, or 1-1 game, in the bottom of the seventh. The score is 2-1 and the count is 2-0 on Jet Williams. Lead off first base, taken by McIntosh. He's got good speed, and Pond wheels around and throws to first, but McIntosh in there safely. Two steals on the season for Blaine, 13th round pick of the Mets back in 2019. He has stolen as many bases as he has been caught stealing, with two bases stolen in the four attempts. Breaking ball inside, and the count 3-0 to Jet Williams. Pond with one walk and two hits already allowed today. He came in the sixth inning, draining two runners on after a walk and a hit were allowed in the first three batters of the frame. And it's the same thing here. First two batters reach for St. Lucie, and it is a walk to Jet Williams to put the go-ahead run on first. The fourth pitch in the second time Williams has walked today. And he is now 1-for-2 with two walks. So, a visit on the mound for Wen Guiphan. Jordan Disson on there as well. As the first two batters get on base for the Mets, Rylan Thomas is now up for the go-ahead run on first in the tying run in scoring position. Jersey Shore and Aberdeen about to get started. We'll take you for a spin around the major leagues in a quick scoreboard update with five games currently in progress. Dodgers and the Rays are in an absolute shootout right now at the Trop. It's 10-10 in the bottom of the seventh. Both teams have combined for 26 hits, with the Rays 14 hits. And they've got a man on for Yandy Diaz at one out. Orioles lead the Rangers after 1-2-0 in Baltimore. Yankees and Padres are through an inning in the Bronx. It's a 1-1 tie. The Guardians lead the Cardinals in the bottom of the first inning with Jordan Montgomery on the mound. And the White Sox and Tigers are scoreless in the top second with three other MLB games about to start. Now it's Ryland Thomas at the plate. He pulls back a bunt. Castillo charging, but the pitch misses outside for ball number one. Thomas singled back in the fifth inning and is 1-for-3 on the day. Fly out in both fair and foul territory on his resume. So he's 1-for-3, and he pulls back a bunt again. The fastball running inside makes the count 2-0 on Ryland Thomas. We'll see if he tries to bunt. Minietti has his feet on the infield grass, as does Chad Castillo, with Rincon and Kemp pinched for double play depth. Two on and nobody out for the Mets. The Threshers holding a 2-1 lead. On deals. Castillo coming in. The bunt pulled back as the pitch goes back to the backstop. Each runner moves up a base. And now the double play is not a possibility in a conventional sense. Three balls and no strikes for the second straight back. That is seven straight balls for Renfrew Pond after a leadoff single on the first pitch of the seventh. Runners in scoring position, so the Threshers' infield is drawn in. And it's a 3-0 count to Ryland Thomas. We'll see if he tries to bunt again, but I doubt it. Four-pitch walk to the second straight batter as Pond now loads the bases on the first three batters of the frame. And quickly out of the dugout is J.R. Murphy, with a new pitcher coming to the bullpen after the bases are loaded. McIntosh on third, Williams on second, and now Thomas on first after two four-pitch walks and the day and the series for Renfrew Pond. He's currently in line for the win. That could change if one of these three runs score. As a new pitcher comes in from the Threshers bullpen, the bases loaded and nobody out. Tight jam for Clearwater, don't go anywhere. We're calling on a new pitcher out of the pen. Wesley Moore, the new pitcher for the Threshers, as Renfrew Pond leaves in with a bases-loaded jam with nobody out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Threshers lead it 2-1 as Moore deals, swing and a miss by Tillian, way out in front of the curveball by Moore. And that is Wes's bread and butter right there, a nasty curve complementing a mid-90s fastball, also joined by a changeup. The 0-1, swing and a miss again as Tillian, very aggressive at that curveball, could not find the rawhide though, as the count now 0-2. Pond responsible for all three runners on base with an inning of work. Two hits, three walks, and a strikeout for the Taiwanese right-hander. Now Moore looks over at second. Here's the 0-2. Waving a whiff, strike three. Speeds him up with the heater, and Tillian cannot touch any three pitches that Moore throws. A three-pitch see-ya to start off the seventh for Moore, and there's the front scout in the frame. And now a double play ends the inning. For the Threshers, that's their sixth strikeout as a team, first for Moore on the day, and his 35th on the season. He's now thrown two consecutive scoreless innings and leads off against Jacob Reimer. Four pitches, four strikes, as the breaking ball catches the outside corner. We'll call strike one to the Mets' third baseman. Bases loaded and double play depth for the infield, as the Threshers look to get out of the bases-loaded jam. Reimer deposits this into right field. Rincones is there to make the catch. The runner from third tags a throw home, will not get there in time. And the Mets tie the game on a sack fly by Jacob Reimer. McIntosh scores, even up the game at two, and Jet Williams moves to third on the sacrifice fly by Reimer. He has now driven in both runs for the Mets today. He is now tied up at two. Both runners on base, responsibility of Len Hui Pan. The scoreless streak for Moore is over, though the run charged to Pan. The first run he is allowed of this series in his third inning of work. That'll bring up Wilfredo Lara. Two gone and runners on the corners as he comes in as a pinch hitter for Yoel Martinez. Could be a straight swap as Lara, utility man, who has played mostly in the outfield this series. 2-2 the score, runners on the corners, and two outs for the Threshers, who started to find their bats in the last inning with three hits in the first three batters of the seventh, and a two-out walk as well. But Moore looking to get this last out and play to any base with runners on the corners. First pitch to Lara, swing and a miss, way out in front of the curveball, and that's something that Moore has been able to do incredibly well. A lot of swing and misses on that curveball, and there's the first strike to Wilfredo Lara. Moore, the 0-1. Lara pops this one up, should stay on the infield, as Kemp charges in towards the pitcher's mound. He makes the catch on the first base side of the mound for the final out of the inning. So Wesley Moore retires the three batters that he faces, but one run scores as the game is tied up. Two left on base on one hit, and the Threshers head into the eighth inning in a 2-2 tie against the St. Lucie Mets. Christopher Vasquez back out for his second inning of work. And a difficult do-up, 2-3 and 4, Crawford Kemp Rincones Jr. 0-1 the count to Crawford as the fastball hits the outside corner. Crawford 0-3, but with some big boppers behind him in Kemp and Rincones Jr. 0-1, breaking ball low, count even at 1-1. 2-2 is the score, 5 hits for the Threshers, 6 for the Mets here in the top of the 8th inning at Clover Park. Vasquez deals, fastball inside, and now the count 2-1. Wilfredo Lara replacing Yoel Martinez in a straight swap out in right field. After he came on as a pinch hitter and popped out to Kemp at second base. Kemp is on deck. It's a 2-1 to Crawford, now 2-2 as he swings and misses and a fastball. Both runs in the sixth were charged to Ramirez, but it was Vasquez pitching to Jordan Disson when he got the go-ahead single. This one is bounced to second by Crawford, fielded on a high hop by Villavicencio, who tosses to first for the first out in the eighth inning. Today, Kemp trying not to suffer the same fate as he is currently 0-3. Kemp had a 10-game hit streak end in Game 1 of yesterday's doubleheader and his 29-game on-base streak end in Game 2. Tied for the longest hit streak and the longest on-base streak in the Threshers' loss. That ended. 0-1 the count as a fastball cracks the outside corner. Now Vasquez, the kick and the pitch. Fastball upstairs, count even at 1-1. Rincones on deck. He doubled to start the rally in the seventh, scoring the tying run. 1-1, swing and a miss. He may have gotten a piece of it with the end of his bat, but Kemp now down in the count 1-2. 2-2 is the score. One out here in the top of the eighth inning. As Vasquez, working quickly, sent from the belt and the pitch. Way outside on the slider, and now the count's even at 2-2. Two-two count, one out in the eighth to Kemp. The 2-2. Outside again, this time the fastball fills up the count at 3-2. Kemp with one of the best guys in the entire Florida State League. As he has 27 walks and a tie for sixth in the league. Payoff pitch, called strike 3. And Kemp was heading towards first base. I agree with him. I kind of thought that was ball 4 as well. But Chris Vasquez gets the second out of the inning for his third strikeout of the ball game. So the first two out in the eighth, that'll bring up the big bat of Gabe Rincones Jr. He's played well in the field and had a crucial double and a run in the seventh inning that tied up the game. He takes the first pitch, a fastball upstairs to make the count 1-0. Rincones Jr. 1-3 with that double and the go-ahead run. 1-0. Hammered foul. That almost takes the legs off the Threshers' first base coach, and now the count even at 1-1. Marion Boyd in the on-deck circle. He came on as a pinch runner for Jordan Viers and scored the go-ahead run back in the seventh inning. And the Threshers in a good situation, because obviously if Rincones gets on, that's good. If not, Amarion Boyd would be a fantastic guy to start off the night. Rincones looking to get on, though, obviously. As a two-count count, catcher challenges him and he's upheld by Kenny Garcia. Turn the count to Rincones Jr., who is a great base runner in his own right. And a guy who's really just such a great teammate, always supporting his guys. As he sprays this one over to the shortstop, fielded by Williams, quickly scooped and sent to the first, and gets out Rincones Jr. by a step and a 6-3 ground out to make it a 1-2-3-8. So Marion Boyd will lead off the ninth, and Wesley Moore is going to trot out to try to keep it a scoreless 8. As this game is tied up at 2 here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Thank you.
Now, growing up in my area, of course, I do see conditioning in the station service that provide comfort and functionality with high-speed internet and flat-screen smart TVs. Located in St. Louis, West Valley, you go for a watchwater and then gem that offers an amazing mix of signature seat conditions, cold water moisture, elevated craft cocktails, curated wines, and an exceptional hospitality technology truck service on the road. All right, fans, that's my real question number. For the 50-50 raffle that we were running on the week, so we have the proceeds over to United with the Gift Poverty. The winning number is 102-8468-020. Jackpot, one lucky person will total $1,405.
A tight score, 2-2, here in the bottom of the inning. Wesley Moore allowed one run that was charged to Wenhui Pan in the bottom of the seventh inning. He comes back on for a full inning of work as he looks to keep the score all tied up. Eduardo Salazar leads off the frame, and a high fastball makes it 1-0 to the Mets first baseman. 6-7-8 for the Mets in the eighth, and it'll be 5-6-7 for the Threshers in the ninth. 1-0. Swing and a miss. A nasty curveball by Moore. Now even at 1-1. Salazar with a single in the sixth, and he's 1-for-3 with two groundouts. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Count now 1-2. That curveball of Moore looking extra nasty today, and the Mets have not been able to get a piece of it. The only balls they've put in play have been on his heater. So it's a one ball and two strike count to Eduardo Salazar. And the pitch hit high in the air and foul down the right field side to keep it down. Two, six hits to five in favor of St. Lucie. The count is 1-2. And the pitch by Moore on the outside corner with a curve. Call challenged by Disson, and it stays that way. Now it's a 2-2 score and a 2-2 count to Eduardo Salazar here in the bottom of the eighth inning. This is the second time that Disson has made a challenge and got it wrong. He has gotten at least three correct already today. 2-2. An excuse-me check swing as Salazar fouls that one into the Threshers' dugout to keep the count at 2-2. Two balls fouled off on a two-strike count. More deal. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Pulling the string with the curveball, Moore gets his second punch out of the ball game, and that's the first out of the eighth. Benefit one on the sacrifice fly and retired all four batters that he has faced thus far. That'll bring up Kevin Villavicencio, who's 0-for-3, reached on an error in the second and stole a base. There's one out and nobody on here in the eighth with the game tied up at two. Moore deals, fastball right down Main Street for called strike number one. Villavicencio rarely swings at the first pitch. He did so leading to the error back in the second inning. Moore deals. This is hit the other way into right field. Rincones under it, camping, and reaches out with one hand to make the catch for out number two. Effortless in right field. Has retired five straight with five batters faced and winning two-thirds of work. That'll bring up Andrea Lantigua, who walked in the second and is 0-for-2 with a strikeout back in the sixth in the second game against the Threshers, third overall this season. Curveball in there for a called strike. Moore not willing to put the same pitch across twice, freezing Lantigua there to make the count 0-1. He's thrown just two balls so far. Now the 0-1 hit backwards, and that goes over the netting. Times off the wall under the broadcast booth. That makes the count 0-2. O2 to Lantigua, Moore deals, fouled away again, this one over the stadium ceiling and the right field side to keep the count on 2. Team pitches, 17 strikes for Moore. 0-2, here's pitch 20, fastball upstairs, 1-2, first ball thrown since the first batter of the inning. He didn't miss the place once in the three batters he faced in the seventh, and each time he has thrown a ball in a count here in the eighth, the batter has struck out. Lantigua will try and postpone his fate as he takes a quick timeout. Pitch clock resumes as Lantigua's back in the right-handed batter's box. Moore set at the chest. 1-2, he deals. Breaking ball low. Two straight balls for the first time thrown by Moore. Not even to the count up at 2-2. Same count that Salazar struck out on back in the first at-bat of this inning. New balls out to Kenny Garcia. Lantigua now back set, taps his orange bat on the plate. Moore set at the chest, lowered to the belly button. Now the 2-2 pitch. Outside on the breaking ball, and that throws up the count to 3-2. Three balls and two strikes. It's a full count to Lantigua. Here's the payoff. Fastball fouled back into the netting, and Lantigua stays alive. Pulled up from the Florida Complex League last week, went 1-for-3 in his debut. And now in his second game of the series against the Threshers. Still a full count to Lantigua. Moore deals. Fastball just missing low. It is the first walk allowed by Wesley Miller. So, go-ahead hard run to Madison in the eighth inning. And that will bring up Blaine McIntosh, who singled and scored back in the seventh inning. First pitch of the seventh, he lined into right field for a base hit. Now he's got a chance with a man on first base and two outs to give the Mets a go-ahead run as well. Minietti pinched in case of the bunt for the speedy center fielder. McIntosh swings and fouls it off the netting above the Mets dugout to make it 0-1. Moore has thrown over 20 innings this season and has walked just 10 batters with 36 strikeouts after he has a walk in 2Ks here in today's game. 0-1, fouled away again. This one slapped over the netting and off the wall into the stands on the left field side to make the count 0-2. Moore back ahead of the Mets hitter. Lantigua not a threat to steal at first base as the young child gains control of the last foul ball. Looks like he's got two of them. 0-2 now to McIntosh. Moore gets the swing and miss on a strike three. A fastball upstairs. And Wesley Moore bookends the ace with two strikeouts and leaves the go-ahead run stranded on first base. Now this is what we like to see on Sunday baseball. All tied heading into the ninth, the Threshers bring up Boyd, Disson, and Castillo to start the final frame of the first nine innings. Don't go anywhere. We've got some exciting baseball left here in this Mets and Threshers series. 2-2 heading into the ninth.
This is how we look at our sports office 15 party locations and camping that ourselves. That's one call of how to expand and work. They have our company now to recommend you with CMS 5 at checkout. That's STL.5 at checkout. Thank you.
It all comes down to this. Chris Vasquez to Omarion Boyd, a called strike one to lead off the ninth. Boyd scored the go-ahead run in the seventh after pinch running for Viers on second. As he takes a look at another inside fastball, this one a bit too far. And the count's 1-1. 2-2 the score, 5 hits for the Threshers, 6 for the Mets. Boyd ground this one at first, backhanded by Salazar. Race to the bag is won by the Mets first baseman, and that's the first out in the ninth inning. So Boyd is retired in his first at bat of the day. And that'll bring up Jordan Disson, who has yet to be retired thus far. He is 2-for-2, an RBI, a run, and a double. Or sorry, just an RBI and a double. And he walked as well. He swings and misses the first pitch from Vasquez to make the count 0-1. Fastball way up and in. And Disson has to move his head out of the way. Some chin music issued by Christopher Vasquez. 1-1. Breaking ball, low and away, count 2-1. Every batter at the plate represents the tying run. Disson has a homer already this season and an RBI already today. Fastball, low and away, and the count 3-1. There's still a catcher on the bench in Ryan Leach for the Threshers, so a potential to pinch run, but that is a rare thing. To see a manager pinch run for a catcher at really any stage in the game. Disson thought the fastball outside was ball four. He isn't going to challenge it, but he'll head back into the right-handed batter's box with the count full at 3-2. He's going to call for a timeout as Disson was on the way to first as he thought that fastball led to a second walk of the game. Two balls and two strikes. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss, there's strike three. Fourth strikeout of the game for Chris Vasquez, and that brings up Chad Castillo, who is the batter with two outs here in the ninth inning. Castillo fouls this one on the roof above the press box. Count 0-1. 2-2 the score. 0-1 the count on Castillo. 0-1. That one is drilled into right field. Going back is Lauro. He's on the track and he makes the catch. With that one, I'd love to see the exit dealer on. Castillo hit that hard, but not high enough for a go-ahead home run. Castillo will not give the Threshers a lead heading into the ninth as Vasquez sets Clearwater down in order. And now the Mets have a chance for a walk-off. Top of the order coming up for St. Lucie and a tie game here in the ninth. The Threshers will bring a new pitcher on to try and send this one into extras.
Thank you.
The next run for the Mets wins the game. Jack Dallas looking to prevent that against the top of St. Lucie's order. Jet Williams, Ryland Thomas, and Junior Tillian. First pitch to Williams is in there for a called strike as Dallas, who has appeared more than any other reliever in the Florida State League, begins his 15th relief appearance of the season with a strike. Now the breaking ball misses outside, count 1-1. Dallas, 2-1 on the year, with 5 saves in 6 attempts, has thrown 24 innings and has saves in each of his last 4 outings, including Tuesday's win against St. Lucie. 1-1, breaking ball over the heart of the plate, makes it 1-2. This is not a save situation for Dallas, but certainly a guy you'd want to go to in this situation. 1-2, hit up the middle, and it's a leaping line drive catch by Brian Rincon. Gets the first out of the inning, leaving his feet to retire Jet Williams for the second time today. Williams is now 1-3, and that'll bring up Ryland Thomas, who has reached in each of his last 2 plate appearances, a walk in the 7th and a single in the 5th, but is 1-3 as well on the day. Now the first pitch from Dallas. Fastball, low and in. Thomas, no homers, 6 RBIs, and a batting average under 200. The 1-0, hit back up the middle, Rincon's there again, makes the play and the throw from second base, makes the second out. Keeping it efficient for Jack Dallas, the elder statesman of the Threshers pitching staff at 24 years old. 2 quick outs to start off the bottom of the 9th inning. We want free baseball here on a getaway Sunday as Junior Tillian comes up to the plate, a double and a run already, but 2 strikeouts and his 0-3 last 3 at-bats. The DH for the Mets awaits the first pitch. Fastball missing low, count 1-0. 2-seamer, sinker, cutter, slider, and a changeup for Jack Dallas, who is undrafted and signed by the Phillies out of Lamar University, and originally from Orange, Texas. 1-0. For ball just missing inside to make the count 2-0. Dallas, not the only player in his family. His brother Chad is in the AA system of the Toronto Blue Jays. Now the 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball, hit on the ground to third. Minietti is there. He scoops it up, sends it over to first, and that will send the game into extra innings. A quick 1-2-3 ninth for Jack Dallas, needing just 9 pitches to retire the side in order. And we are going into extras. 1-2-3 ninth. We're going into 10 as the Threshers and Mets are tied up at 2.
Thank you.
First pitch to Cade Fergus of the 10th inning. This is outside. A new pitcher for the Mets, Eli Ankeny. And Chad Castillo is on second base as the extra runner. 2-2 the score. 1-0 the count to Fergus, who hits this one high in the air out to shallow center. Charging is both Williams and McIntosh. And it's Williams who reaches up with two hands to make the grab for the first down in the inning. Castillo back to second base. And there's the first out in the 10th inning. This is the fourth time this year the Threshers have gone into extra innings. They are 2-1 in games that have gone past the originally allotted 9 frames. So one out here in the 10th, and that'll bring up Franklin Minnietti, who leads the team with 4 RBIs this series. Minnietti swings and misses an inside fastball from the lefty Ankeny to make the count 0-1. 5 hits for Clearwater, 6 for the Mets, as Ankeny has yet to allow an earned run this season. It is his 6th relief appearance, 8 innings of work, 14 strikeouts, just 1 walk, and 1 unearned run allowed on 2 hits in his 2nd pro season. 20th round pick, by the Mets in last year's draft. Going up against an undrafted Franklin Minnietti coming out of Wabash Community College in Illinois and the MLB Draft League. Minnietti bounces this one as short, fielded by Williams, charging throw over to first, and he gets Minnietti by 2 steps, moving Castillo over to third base. Good play by Williams, who, like Rincon in the 9th, has recorded both of the opening outs here in the 10th inning, and now Brian Rincon looking for his first hit of the day with the go-ahead run on third base. 2 strikeouts and an 0-for-4 day for Brian Rincon, who's moved to the right-handed side of the plate for the first time, going against the left-handed Ankeny. First pitch, fastball upstairs, count 1-0. Rincon had one of the Threshers' extra-inning walk-offs back at home against Lakeland, scoring a walk-off go-ahead run, and now the fastball misses upstairs to make it 2-0. Castillo on third, 2 outs here in the top 10. 2-0, fastball just catching the corner to make it 2-1. Fastball low, count 3-1. Crawford on deck for the Threshers. And Rincon and Castillo both with pretty good speed. 3-1. Rincon takes this the other way, foul, and now it fills up the count. Castillo's on third, so he'll stay put on the upcoming payoff from Ankeny. 3 balls and 2 strikes, 2 outs in the 10th. We're tied up at 2, thanks to a 2-run 7th by the Clearwater Threshers. Ankeny set the payoff pitch. Outside ball 4, and the 10th inning continues as Rincon is on base for the first time today. No better time as he walks with 2 outs in the 10th. That bring up Justin Crawford, who is 0-for-4 as well. And now out comes Dan McKinney to have a chat with Ankeny going up against the lefty, who has been one of the best hitters in the Florida State League so far this season. Crawford with a 3-for-5 day in game 1 of the double. Over in the 2nd game, but still reached in his 12th consecutive game, looking to make it 13 straight. If he gets on here, he's 4-for-12 in the current series, now 4-for-16 with today's performance. with two RBIs and a run scored. The go-ahead run is on third. Some insurance on first in the form of Brian Rincon. And you know that Crawford can run as well. As the gap down that right field side looks open for Crawford. Two outs and two on. First pitch from Ankeny as Crawford fouls that the other way. Hits the netting above the Mets dugout to make the count 0-1. Against lefties, Crawford hitting 406 this season as he fouls another one into the left field stands to make the count 0-2. He's 13 for 32 against left-handed hitters. Five runs batted in. Needs another one here to give the Threshers a lead heading into the bottom 10. It's an 0-2 count. Ankeny deals. Crawford again fouls it down the left field line, almost taking Michael Jones's head off at third. Still 0-2 to the Phillies' first-round pick in last year's draft. Lightning fast speed and really good contact skills for Crawford as he awaits the 0-2 again. Two outs and two on. Ankeny deals, hit the other way again. Crawford is excellent at hitting the ball the opposite way into left field. Both gaps in left and right center are open, and Crawford has fouled off four straight pitches from Ankeny, desperately trying to put the ball in some green grass to bring Castillo home. For the fifth time, an 0-2. He holds up his swing. Did he go? He did not. Nobu Goto confirms that the count is 1-2, and Crawford wisely choosing to hold up his swing. And a good job keeping his wrists straight. Now it's a 1-2 count. Still 2-1 and 2 outs. Ankeny deals way outside and high on the fastball to even the count at 2-2. Otto Kemp on deck for the Threshers. And Crawford trying to make sure he comes to the plate. Rincon takes a short lead off of first. It's Castillo on third. 2-2. He holds up his swing again. Did it hit him? It hit the bat. So it's still 2-2. Fifth pitch in the at-bat fouled off by Crawford. Up to seven total. Two balls, two strikes. Ankeny deals, hit the other way into left field. Going back on it is Thomas at the wall, but it's foul. Crawford seems to be zeroing in on something big. Six pitches fouled off, four of them with two strikes. And the balls just keep lengthening and lengthening in terms of distance off the bat of Crawford. Two balls and two strikes. The pitch. He lets it go. The ball bounces in the right-handed batter's box, and that fills up the count. And Crawford is one ball away in this battle of an at-bat from loading up the bases for Otto Kemp. Nine pitches in the at-bat now. Pitch number 10 may be the most important one of the game. Three balls, two strikes. Rincon will head for second. And that's bounced to short by Crawford. Williams fields it. The throw to first gets him by a step. And the Threshers fail to put the extra run across in the 10th inning. Two runners left on base by Clearwater. And now the Mets with another chance to walk it off. And the game is tied at 2 in the 10th inning. Thank you.
the FMs for 25, third baseman Jacob Flatter.
The heart of the Mets order up in the 10th after the Threshers strand two in extra innings. And now Junior Tillian is the extra runner on second base in a 2-2 score in the top in the bottom of the 10th inning. Reimer, Lara, and Salazar up for the Mets against Jack Dallas. First pitch from Dallas is a breaking ball in there for a called strike. Tillian's got speed on second, but I find it difficult to believe that the Mets are thinking about sending him to third. 0-1. Good block by Disson to keep the extra runner on second base as the breaking ball goes low to even the count at 1-1. To the score, bottom of the 10th inning, the Threshers and extras for the fourth time. Dallas plunks Reimer. That'll set up the double play in a pretty painful way. So the leadoff man on, two on, and nobody out in the bottom of the 10th inning. Laura making his second at-bat of the ballgame, popped out to Kemp at second base his last time up. Kemp and Rincon are pinched up the middle, with Kemp holding Tillian on second base loosely. Castillo and Minietti pinched in at the corners to try and stop the bunt as a breaking ball bounces into the glove of Disson to make it 1-0. Lara came on as a pinch hitter in the 7th, taking over for Yoel Martinez, who walked and finish the game 0-2 with a strikeout. Now it's a 1-0 count to Lara with two on and nobody out. Dallas looks over at second, and here's the pitch. Fastball fouled back, and now that evens the count for 1-1. Lara has been one of the most effective Mets in terms of run production, joining the team right after the Threshers series. 19 years old, 5 homers and 14 RBIs, in now 78 at-bats with a .247 on-base percentage and OPS of .783. 1-1. Grounder foul down the third base line. And that makes it count 1-2. It's a big afternoon from Jack Dallas. As the Threshers have not gone into the 11th yet this season, they are looking to make that happen here. They have a tough order ahead of them with two on and nobody out, but a 1-2 count to Wilfredo Lara. Dallas, set, lowers from the brim to the belt. Now the 1-2. Grounded to third, and foul. And that was a dangerous-looking ground ball. A difficult play for Minietti, who was playing a little bit off the line on the bunt prevention defense. Ball bounced into left. Had it been fair, the game would be over. But instead, back to second goes Tillian, back to first goes Reimer. 1-2 count. Dallas deals. Hit back up the middle. This could be a 2. Kemp will only have a play at first base. Castillo is pulled off the bag, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. Error on Kemp loads up the bases. Now a double play won't even do it. A double play will still win the game for St. Lucie unless the out is turned at home. The infield drawn in for the Threshers. The Threshers, that's actually ruled a hit. I thought that would be an error on Kemp. But it's a loose hit from your Plato Long. 7th hit of the night for St. Lucie. And a single or a sacrifice ends it. Eduardo Salazar, the chance to be the hero for St. Lucie. Dallas, on the third base side of the rubber, deals inside fastball. That's ball number 1. Salazar, 1-for-4 with a strikeout in his last at-bat to lead off the inning. Dallas, sent at the belt, and he deals. Fastball outside, 2-0, nowhere to put Salazar. A walk, a hit by pitch, pretty much anything ends the game. To Salazar. Dallas set at the belt, and he deals. Bounced over to third. Minietti has it. He throws home. Out made it first. No throw over to first base, but the lead runner is out at home plate. So the ghost runner retired on a 5-2 fielder's choice. All other runners move up to bat. Reimer to third. Waller to second. And Salazar to first on a 5-2 fielder's choice. Now a double play would end the game. But the infield still drawn in for the Threshers. The play is clearly home with one gone here in the bottom of the 10th. Kevin Villavicencio, 0-for-4, reached on an error and stole a base back in the second. One out in the inning, infield still pinched in. For Villavicencio, Dallas deals. Villavicencio holds the swing as the fastball cracks the outside corner for a called strike. And feel the tension in the stadium with the bases loaded and one gone. A double play ends the frame for Clearwater. Dallas, the 0-1. This is hit deep into center field. This should do it. Crawford makes the play. Tagging is the man from third. Crawford will throw it, and there's no play at home. The game is over, and that's a 1-3 split. Jacob Reimer scores the winning run on a sack fly to 7-2. The loss goes to Jack Dallas, and anyway, 2 thirds for him. The run is in because the ghost runner was already retired. One hit allowed by Dallas. One run. No walks. And no strikeouts in 1 2/3 innings of work. Eli Ankeny gets the victory after a walk in the 10th inning. No runs, no hits allowed. It's his first win of the season. Dallas drops even. At 2-2, as St. Lucie takes the victory over the 3-1 Panthers. The Threshers will head back home to face the Dunedin and Blue Jays. And look to get back on the good foot against the 4th-ranked team in the West Division of the Florida State League. The Threshers, their third walk-off loss of the season, their second loss in extra innings, fall to 31-13. But Fort Myers doesn't gain too much ground just yet. 7-1, they lost to Dunedin in the final of the first of two games of the doubleheader. Now it's Fort Myers leading the Blue Jays 4-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Jupiter beat Bradenton 7-1, Tampa beat Palm Beach 3-1, and that is the rest of the Florida State League. For this game, though, the Threshers saved a run on a relay throw from left field, but the Mets soon after scored the first run of the game in the bottom of the first inning on an RBI single by Jacob Reimer. Then Gabe Rincones Jr. led off the 7th with a double into right center field off of the Mets reliever Jerome Ramirez. Jordan Byers sent him home on the very next pitch with a double off the wall that tied the game at 1. After Omarion Boyd pinch ran for Byers, Jordan Disson gave the Threshers their first lead of the game with an RBI single that made it 2-1. St. Lucie tied the game on a sacrifice fly in the home half to make it 2-2 before the game fell into extra innings. With the bases loaded and one out, an RBI by Kevin Villavicencio on another sacrifice fly won the game for the St. Lucie Mets, putting the final score at 3-2. The Threshers have lost 3 straight games for the first time this season. A win for Ankeny, a loss for Dallas, moving his ERA up to .70 on the season. Wesley Moore also credited with the blown save as the Threshers score 2 runs on 5 hits with an error, 3 runs on 7 hits with no errors for the St. Lucie Mets. We'll give you a spin around the Phillies system, and then we'll send you home until Tuesday before we return to Bay Care Ballpark. For the Phillies, 2 games this afternoon in the system. Jersey Shore with a 2-0 lead on Aberdeen in the bottom of the third inning. Harrisburg beginning in about 2 hours, and Buffalo a little over an hour after that. Reading looking for their third straight win against the Senators. They've walked off in the last two in Lehigh Valley, looking to get back up to 500 against the Blue Jays, AAA affiliate. The Phillies don't play until 7 o'clock tonight. Spencer Strider getting the start for the Braves against Dylan Covey, who was originally picked by the A's back in 2013. He's a 5-year vet in the majors, recently coming to the Philadelphia Phillies by the way of the L.A. Dodgers. He was claimed off of waivers back on May 20th, making his second appearance, his first start for the Philadelphia Phillies on this Sunday night. They look to take a victory over their division rival Atlanta Braves on Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. One final already. Rays beat the Dodgers in an 11-10 to shootout at the Trump. 16 hits to 12 with Tampa getting the victory. Orioles lead it 2-0 through 5 innings. Cardinals lead the Guardians in the bottom of the 5th. The Yankees have an 8-3 lead over the Padres in the middle of the 4th inning in the Bronx. Top of the 4th from Detroit, it's a 4-1 lead for the Tigers as Eduardo Rodriguez is going up against Clint Frazier of the White Sox. Nats and Royals are in a scoreless draw in the bottom of the 3rd. Blue Jays lead the Twins 2-0 in the bottom 2nd. Also in the bottom 2nd, a 3-0 lead for the home Brewers against the Giants with Christian Yelich up with 2 on and 1 out. Reds lead the Cubs 2-0 in the bottom of the 2nd inning. Trey Mancini currently up at the plate. And the Mets and Rockies just about to get started with Tyler Megill going up against Austin Gomber at Coors Field. At 4 o'clock, A's and Astros will get underway, Marlins and Angels as well. So will the Red Sox and Diamondbacks a little bit after that. And then Mariners and Pirates are the last 4 o'clock game before the Sunday Night Baseball debut this season of the Philadelphia Phillies. That is it for us here in St. Lucie. The Mets take the game and the series by a score of 3-2. And the Threshers at home against the Dunedin Blue Jays on Tuesday to start a 6-game set against another West Division opponent. Thank you all for tuning in all week, waiting out with me through the rain, and hopefully you'll join us again on Tuesday. Once again, my name is Josh Sperber with the Threshers Broadcast Network. On behalf of everyone at the Threshers, we want to wish all of you a very happy and healthy and safe Memorial Day weekend, and we'll see you guys on Tuesday. First pitch is at 6:30. Pre-game show is at 6:15. And don't forget to get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com/tickets. Thank you all for tuning in. Have a wonderful holiday weekend, and we'll see you guys on Tuesday.